So, first off, what is this new species?
Oh, it's an animal that we called Fostoria. It's a big plant-eating dinosaur, would have got around on two legs, kind of had a horsey-like skull. It's related to an animal called Mutabarosaurus, which comes from Queensland, and also to Iguanodon, which is from the UK. So it's kind of our very own, you know, Cretaceous cow.
So it's a mix of a few different things.
Yeah, that's right.
And I guess what makes it so unique compared to other dinosaurs?
Well, the exciting thing about this discovery was that we had more bones to study than, you know, virtually any other dinosaur that's been found in Australia at this point. Dinosaurs from Australia are typically only known from, you know, a handful of bones for each species that's been recognised. And here we had a collection of more than 60-odd bones from all parts of the skeleton, and in fact representing parts of four different individuals. So we had a lot more to base our study off. And the exciting thing about that was that Fostoria seems to be a herding animal and possibly, you know, got around in family groups for protection. Like I said before, this was a plant-eating dinosaur, and it didn't have anything in the way of protection or you know, sharp teeth or sharp claws. It was a gentle herbivore, so moving around in herds was a good way to protect itself. You know, safety in numbers.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I think we all can. So how monumental is this discovery for paleontology in Australia?
Look, it's been pretty significant. It's one of the first you know, known dinosaurs from New South Wales, which is quite significant. It's certainly the most complete animal that we have from the state, and includes the only skull of a dinosaur from New South Wales. So it's been a critical kind of piece of the puzzle that's helping us link known discoveries from Queensland with those in Victoria, both of which are kind of better understood areas for dinosaur paleontologists. And Lightning Ridge is kind of filling in this gap, and Fostoria is one of those pieces.
So, as I understand, the bones have gone through quite a journey. They weren't recognised as a new species until very, very recently. So, despite them being on display around Australia for many, many years, how did you come to study them?
Yeah, look, our understanding of dinosaurs and their anatomy has changed dramatically in the 25 or so years, 30 years perhaps, since these bones were first discovered. They were excavated by an opal miner in about 1985, and they went to the Australian Museum for a while, and then they went back to the miner before going on display in Lightning Ridge. And like I said, our understanding of what these animals really were has changed dramatically, and so it's by comparing these new bones to the bones of similar species, similar types of dinosaurs from around the world, that we can come to kind of get a better understanding of what this animal was, how it behaved, and how it kind of integrated into its ecosystem.
Yeah. So, and I guess just to wrap up, now I know multiple dinosaur species have been found in Lightning Ridge. Is there something particular about Lightning Ridge that makes finding dinosaurs so abundant?
the amazing thing that goes on there is that as paleontologists, we're entirely reliant on the opal miners there. All the fossils that come out of Lightning Ridge have actually turned to opal.
Wow.
They're not necessarily the, you know, all the brilliant colours that you see in jewellery, but sometimes they are. As I said, we have no real way as paleontologists of accessing these fossils. They're not exposed on the surface. You can't just go around and pick up bones like you do in other parts of the world. So it's only through these connections with my long as there is mining there, and as long as you know, we have this amicable relationship between science and industry, then we're going to continue to see more and more spectacular things coming out of there. You know, I've only been working there for the last 6 years or so, and you know, we've seen incredible things come out just in that time. Mm. So I don't intend on going anywhere too soon. So hopefully the good luck will continue.
Yeah, hopefully lots more to see and come from Lightning Ridge.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Dr. Bell.
No worries. Thanks, Aaron.